May 23rd, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Today I invite you to see, dear children, that Satan comes clothed in many disguises and various works. His ultimate goal, however, is always control. So it is with this virus. He has succeeded in instilling fear in all hearts now, and is using that fear to his advantage. Soon, everyone will need to be identified as to their health status and relationship to this virus. Then, for convenience sake, this information will be offered in a chip. But the chip will tell more than presence of the virus and vaccination status. It will be just another form of control. Soon, it will be necessary to have a certain chip to buy and sell. My followers will need to step aside and be independent of the mainstream so as to make Christ-like choices and have freedom of worship. My remnant will have to have their own voice. They will have to be courageous enough to be visible in the face of criticism." A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 19 through 22. "So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.